The surroundings of Diano Marina by motorbike. The territory of Diano Marina can offer continuous surprises even to those who live there. The history and the beauty of the landscape of the Gulf of Diano are part of our daily life, but we often neglect them because we are distracted or busy taking care of something else. And instead, it would be enough to put aside habits and rediscover a slow pace, to look with new eyes at what is in front of us. A ride on a motorbike without an apparent destination could be the perfect opportunity to practice a nearby tourism, not far from home, but with a spirit ready to welcome the beauty that our region offers us. The Pilgrims Hostel in Diano Calderina. We are at the end of June. On one of those afternoons when the wind blows away the last clouds of rain to make way for the scents of summer, we start from the farm holidays. There are few people around. The tourists are on the beach, while people from Diano Marina prefer to rest a bit more before going back to work. We take the road towards Diano Calderina with the intention of discovering that structure intended for pilgrims who travel along the Via della Costa, and which we talked about in the article dedicated to the hamlets of Diano Marina. We leave the moped, and after a few meters, we are in front of the Church of San Giacomo and the hostel. We have a chat with a parish priest who tells us about the structure, shows us the interior rooms furnished with many curious objects and the necessary to offer some refreshment to travelers. We take the opportunity to take some photos and browse through the rooms full of stories. We would like to hear the stories of all the people who came across that place, but we can still imagine them. Towards the Saracen Tower. We know that a short distance from the guest house, surrounded by holly trees, there is an old watchtower. We want to visit it. Let's go up to the entrance of the cemetery of Diano Calderina and follow the path that goes down among the holly trees and dry stone walls. After a few minutes, here it is. It's just her, the tower we were looking for. We take advantage of it to rest a bit and dedicate an entire photo book to her. Then we continue our route by motorbike until we find the sign for Diano Serreta. After about 10 meters on the right, we see a small uphill road heading towards the cemetery. At this point, we can see a path between the bends that winds along a mule track and leads to Diano Marina. We decide to walk a piece of it. After a few minutes, we leave this road and go back to the moped parked nearby. Our city shoes, in fact, are not suitable for a walk among olive trees and mule tracks. What to do now? We decide to continue our adventure without a real destination, and after about 5 minutes, we arrive in Diano Gorleri area. Here, a sign attracts our attention. It indicates a way to a viewpoint over the whole Gulf of Diano. Curious, we head towards our destination, but we have to pay attention to a placid group of cats crossing the road. In fact, just before, a sign indicated the danger of cat crossing. The Alpicella Tower. We continue our journey, but we take a wrong turn, crossing the path that leads to the remains of the Alpicella Tower. This inconvenience allows us, however, to happen in a beautiful place, where we can admire the landscape that includes the territory of Diano, on the coast on one side and the mountains on the other. All around, nature is in celebration. In front of our eyes lie terraced strips and flowering brooms,
we go back, and after having sighted the sign with the indication for the tower, we proceed on foot towards the building. We are now in Colle San Leonardo, also in the hamlet of Diano Gorleri. Here, almost on the border with Imperia, we finally find the Alpicella Tower, almost completely hidden by the plants and in a state of semi-abandon. The structure maintains, however, that imposing air that we imagine this military construction once had. Let's take some photos and enjoy the silence that dominates the promontory. From up here, you can enjoy a truly privileged view. You go home. We decide to take a new road back home and go down through the countryside and the cultivated gardens that lead us to the beginning of Capo Berta, just before Diano Marina. We are home. Within a couple of hours, we enjoyed the view of the landscapes that the Ligurian nature offers us, free of charge and a short distance away. We played in the cloths of pilgrims in search of refreshment, visited the ancient watchtowers, and got to know some nice cats. The expense was minimal, but we still felt privileged. Being part of a territory so rich in history is priceless, and every day we can only renew our gratitude for this.